it sounds very much as if you've just told me that it is possible for animals to fall in love, that one chimpanzee is not like another one or one elephant is not like another. Is that correct or not?
The use of the word fall in love is a little anthropomorphic, not really sure because you can't really test that. But definitely there's preferences. I mean, you see that even with people who say they have dogs and they want to, you know, sell puppies so they're reproducing. They definitely find that it's usually the female who decides who she's going to mate with, and she definitely has preferences, and it may not be what we think is the best for her.
So it sounds like the female may have a counterpart here in the human world.
But the female always has a bigger investment. Almost always, she's the one who's going to take care of that young. Now, there are some animals, very few, that are monogamous where the male, you know, stays around to help. But we find out now that a lot of animals we thought were monogamous, they're what you call social monogamous, which means they're cheating on the side. They look like they're staying together for the kids, but the DNA studies show that mom and dad might be having sex with the neighbors. But still, mom is investing that egg, which is a big source of energy. She's a mammal, she is going to have a gestation for however many months, and then she's probably going to take care of that. A male has sperm, easy to manufacture, millions of them he can make, he can, you know, put them, you know, in all different... His strategy is to have as many kids as possible. And usually it's the mom's strategy is to make sure the one she has survives. So she's going to be the one who chooses.
You had an interesting point in one of your previous Sex and the City Zoo presentations about cats. Would you tell me about that?
Yeah, cats, well, they could win the award for sex marathon winners. They are what you called an induced ovulator. That means that the act of sex releases the egg. So that we're spontaneous ovulators. So that egg is going to fall down willy-nilly once a month, whether there's a male there to fertilize it or not. But in cats, it's the act of sex that really releases that egg and lets it fall down. So they need a marathon of sex to make sure she gets pregnant. Now, your domestic cat or an ocelot, 5 to 10 times a day. But when we get to big cats, like a tiger, 50 times a day, and one lion was recorded doing it 85 times in one day.